a crystal responds to stress, then you use the stiffness tensor, which now is a rank 4 tensor. So the stiffness tensor here relates the stress that you apply to the strain that results. And there are 9 components of the stress, and every one of them can, in principle, contribute to any of the 9 components of the strain. So we have a 4th rank tensor with 81 components. You can think of it as 3 by 3 by 3 by 3. So a matrix would be a rank 2 tensor, and it's 3 by 3. And then a rank 3 tensor would be 3 by 3 by 3 for a 3-dimensional solid. And a rank 4 tensor is 3 by 3 by 3 by 3. It's got 81 components. The inverse of the stiffness tensor is called the compliance tensor. And it's also a 4th rank tensor. It's got 81 components. And when I write it like this, I'm using what's called the Einstein convention, where when you see repeated indices, like there's an I here and an I there, that means you have to sum over I. So if you want to know what the strain is in the XX direction, then you have to take these 9 components of the stress. So there are in total 9 components of the stress. And there is a component of the stiffness tensor that couples all 9 of them to 1 component of the strain. And then there will be 9 equations like this. There are 9 different components of the strain matrix. And the components of the stiffness tensor couple all of the 9 components of the stress to the 9 components of the strain. And symmetry is related in this, but because by symmetry, some of these components of the stiffness tensors must be the same. So for instance, if you have a cubic crystal and you compress it in the x direction, there'll be a certain response to the x direction. Usually what happens is that the crystal gets smaller if you press it in the x direction, but it gets a little wider in y and z. If you imagine doing this with a piece of rubber, when you compress it this way, it gets wider in the other directions. So that's why you need these stiffness tensors to get strain in different directions than the direction you apply a force. And then if it's a cubic crystal and you turn it so that you compress in the y direction or the z direction, you must get the same response by symmetry. So if the crystal is the same in the x and the y and the z directions, the response must be the same in the x and the y and the z directions. And that will put some restrictions on the form of the stiffness tensor.